I would assume, well, you tell me, how big are the Thursday games? My guess is that Philly and Green Bay should at least bring in a decent handle, as the Packers are favored at home, 5 and 4.5 over the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, we're starting to get early Packer action, but with these two teams, definitely a good draw, much better than some of the more recent primetime games. Unfortunately, last night was kind of a downer, and last Monday night. So we're hoping for a really good crowd Thursday, two really good teams, and hopefully, we're on the right side of it.
We're at the TI tomorrow. We're doing the live show at the Golden Circle Sports Bar. We'll be there at 3 o'clock as Paul behind the counter. Parlay Paul, I was told. Do you like taking parlays? You like winning parlays?
Well, I guess both. Yeah, sure. I mean, any way I could get them. But, yeah, I mean, definitely Golden Circle. We're pumped. This is one of the best times of the year as far as what we got going on. Of course, we got local action tonight, WNBA playoffs right here in Vegas. Next week, we're going to be at T-Mobile on Wednesday night. Can't wait. Little revenge on those Sharks. MLB winding down this weekend, of course, and then we got playoffs, which always pumped about, and full slate of football, little horse racing on the side. We got automatic kiosks set up, and we're just really excited. It's a good time of the year.
You mentioned all those local events. I mean, do you guys notice the energy and the enthusiasm and the people wanting to bet on more local things? Because you guys are right there in the middle of the strip.
Absolutely. It's electric. It's all around. You know, everyone's trying to be, the spot, of course, which is key, especially for the Golden Knights, representing. But, yeah, we always have it on sound, have it everywhere, over here and Golden Circle. So everyone's always asking, what time's the game start? You're going to have it on the big screen. And yes, usually is the answer. But Wednesday should be a big night. I know everyone's been looking forward to it.
Let's try to take a guess on where these lines are going to head, where they're going to finish around the National Football League. Carolina and Houston, that seems short to me with the Texans at -4. Where do you think it winds up?
I think it could float up for sure. Panthers on the road, I could definitely see this maybe going up to 6 possible. That Houston team, it's tough. If they stay healthy, I really think at home they should be able to win this one handily.
I love this question when we're dealing with a number that's on 7, because the Baltimore Ravens are favored by 7 at home against Cleveland. I would tend to think there's going to be Cleveland money, but where does this number end up? Does it move off that key number?
Could be a lot of juice. I mean, if it goes up to 8, the trouble with this is the whole Baker-Mayfield aspect to it. To me, a little Tim Tebow-ish, and I know Chris Collinsworth didn't do the kid any favors the other night, over 100 times in the, broadcast saying anything higher than 2.5 seconds, kid can't throw it, can't make a play. It's only his second season. I think a lot of pressure on these Browns right now. This is a division game. I know it's on the road, but I think 7 with juice, 8 at the most, but 7 with juice wouldn't surprise me.
Me and Steve were debating the Chargers-Miami earlier. I just have a weird feeling about this game that Miami will keep it close and they might even have a chance to win it. But the Chargers laying 16.5, will that go up?
Because it's at Miami, I'm going to say it shouldn't, but, with this Miami team, it's one of those, if they get behind by a certain amount, look what happened last week. I know the backdoor cover, but I think if they get behind a certain amount, I don't think they could cover this at all. So 17 would be tough, though. We would take a lot of action, 17. So we'll see what happens with that one.